Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Let them. Mark chapter 10, starting at verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. With a big smile on her face, my daughter came running up to me, shouting, "Mommy, Mommy, may I make a care package for the mailman?" I was so pleased with her eagerness to show love that, of course, I said yes. She disappeared and came back about an hour later. She had made the care package of all care packages, a decorated brown paper bag filled with candy and pictures and books and a whole lot of Jesus. As I looked through the bag, I wondered if it was too much Jesus. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I almost didn't let my sweet little disciple of a daughter actually put this kind gesture in the mailbox. I was afraid that it might be too much. What would have happened to my daughter's kind, Jesus-sharing spirit had I told her that maybe we should tone down the care package a little bit? Knowing my daughter, I can tell you that she would have thought she had done something wrong and that joyful little light of hers would have dimmed just a tiny bit. Do not hinder them. This Bible verse kept ringing loudly in my ear. While the care package may have been too much for my jaded heart, isn't that the kind of eagerness to share the love of Jesus something that I should want from my child? Something that I should be joyful of, thankful about, even imitating in my own life? Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. There you have it. Do not hinder them. Do not teach them to live their faith and then to limit how they do it. We can learn a lot from the littlest of his disciples. So when a child sings a hymn in church a little offbeat and a little louder than the veteran members, enjoy it. When a child boldly belts out, "Jesus loves me," in the grocery store, smile at your fellow shoppers. Encourage their boldness. They love the Lord. Praise God. Their excitement to learn about and then share the love of Jesus is an answer to our prayer for them. They're living out their faith. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, forgive me when I am a hindrance to my students. Help me to see their childlike faith as a blessing and echo it in my own life. Amen. A question to consider. What are some out-of-the-box ways that your students can spread the love of Jesus with others? Connect with other educators to gather a variety of ways to spread the gospel. May God bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.